How do you do, Brew Lickers? I don't know if you do lick my booze. If you do, I really recommend some kind of counselling, because LCD screens or mobile phone screens are really not designed to be operated by the tongue, and especially on smartphones. Actually, thinking about it, I think you could be liable to do yourself some kind of injury if, say, you accidentally activate an app that initiates a very small electric shock, because, you know, you might be able to deal with that if you got that through your finger, but if you've got a small electric shock through your tongue, you know, water conducts electricity. Let's not forget that, shall we? Yeah, there's more nonsense. I am walking along the same dual carriageway that you heard me walking along last time, which was yesterday. So, I guess recording audio booze on the way home whilst on foot is now becoming something of a hobby. As is not, strictly speaking, having anything to say whilst doing it. So what have you been up to? Apart from sitting here listening to me do this. You could be sitting, you could be standing. Let it never be said that I don't make audio booze for people in specific postures, because that's the kind of discrimination that I will not put up with. I make audio booze for everybody, even dogs, cats, hamsters, all forms of life, be it bovine, canine, or feline, or you know, mammal, or human. Whatever, you're all happy, or at least I hope you are happy to be listening to this. You could actually be god awfully miserable around about now, having to have this piped into your ears. There could be some kind of hospital somewhere that actually follows me on audio boo and broadcasts whatever crap I come out with into the wards. I really hope that's not the case. I kind of do as well, because that would be cool, sort of. But you'd be really sorely disappointed with this. I know I would be. I'd hate to have to listen to this. Christ. Another interesting thing about today, or it could be the first interesting thing about today, is that it's bloody cold. It's really bloody cold. And I'm quite glad that I'm on Twitter. I saw somebody today on Twitter. I can't remember who it was. Could have been Dave Hutchinson, I can't remember. But he said, thank heavens for Twitter, because without Twitter, I wouldn't have known it was cold today. So I'm kind of giving you that same service, but with my voice instead of the written word. I nearly said prose, but Twitter isn't prose. There's a lot of cons. No, that joke doesn't work. Forget it. It is cold, and I'm wearing fingerless gloves, which means I can operate my phone. But it also means that once this audio booth finished recording, and in order for it to upload, I need to keep the screen active, which means holding my phone and sort of mucking about with the screen and that kind of thing. I sometimes constantly refresh Twitter in order to keep, you know, the data thing active. And it's gone very quiet now. That's because I'm walking under a bridge. Well, I'm about to stop walking under a bridge, and the sound's all about to go mental again. So you've got that to look forward to. So by the time this audio booze uploaded, my fingers are going to be stinging with buggery from the cold. So, you know, it's not just fun making these. It is occasionally hardship and trials and tribulations and swapping pockets to put my hand in while this does the stuff. So just think about that next time I do an outdoor boo.